Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We have some really fine young people interning for us. Mm-hmm. How long is Nicole going to be here? Isn't her internship just about up?
Yeah, we're actually...
She's a wintern.
She's actually going to be meeting with someone in the building later this afternoon.
Oh, we're keeping her.
Well, I don't know.
We shall see.
We have one guy, one of our board ops is going on paternity leave.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. So
we have some room.
A couple people in and see, you know, and everyone's taking vacations.
Yes, summer is a difficult time to schedule.
Crazy with everyone.
Right.
So we'll see.
All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Mm. Thank you. You guys remember sound effects. We have to help each other.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll try it again.
I was reading.
FremontBank.com. Oh, that's was. Vinny.
Yeah.
Did you say that you had watched Murder Mystery on Netflix? This is the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston.
I started it, yes. We went to bed. It's not great, but it's not awful.
Netflix is saying that the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston comedy Murder Mystery has smashed their opening weekend record. And they're saying this about all the, I mean, I don't know what, I can't remember what the deal was exactly, like $100 million for four movies or some crazy thing that Adam Sandler got from them, some deal. And some of these have been awful. Didn't he do one with David Spade? Like where they were.
Well, he gets all his buddies in on it. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's his production company.
But,
I'm
saying
Happy
it was.
Happy Madison is the company.
Fairly uninspired, like. One of them is like a used to be a CIA agent and one of them's a spy or something. Anyway, this one, according to them, 30.8 million accounts watched Murder Mystery in its first 3 days, which is the biggest opening weekend ever for a Netflix movie. According to them, here's the thing. Nobody knows. Netflix could tell us anything. 150 million people watched this thing. They're not like Nielsen rated. I guess maybe Nielsen knows if Netflix is on. I'm not sure. There were 13,300 accounts in the U.S. and Canada, another 17,000, just about 500 worldwide. And they're saying it's on pace to break Netflix's record for first week views, which was set by Bird Box last December. They said in the first week, 45 million accounts watched it. I don't know how many accounts they have total. I mean, I would assume over 100 million. Seems like everybody's got Netflix. Just in the States alone, there's 300 million people, right? 350 million
well,
people?
Well, I feel like these numbers are not really reliable in the way that if you're a Netflix subscriber, you already bought that movie.
Right.
So when that movie shows up in your queue, like, hey, the things people are getting now, the hot stuff, and you're like, I'm almost at the end of everything available to me.
Right.
And this is who I've chosen instead of course you watch it. You watch it by default.
Right.
So the only way that they're going to
Isn't that funny? People have watched, there are people who've watched everything that's on offer.
Most stuff, right.
On Netflix.
I believe that. Mm. And I'm not saying they're not doing a great job because I do think they are.
I love Netflix.
But this movie's getting watched by default a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh, look, something new. Something I haven't seen already.
I mean, I know the missus. I go to bed, the kids go to bed, and there she is.
Sure. She's got to watch
some
shows.
She's, you know, and she likes to be had. That's her time.
Right.
Right.
So she has some minutes to just not be doing anything for anybody. So she watches whatever's there. I told her last night from bed, I went, oh, she should watch Nosferatu. And I wrote it, and she wrote back, bless you. I'm like, I didn't sneeze, dummy. That's
adorable.
She's
very funny. No, she's, you know.
That's hilarious.
Haratu. Nosferatu.
That is cute.
She's very funny.
So I
when
said
when he asked her for a naked picture and she sent back a picture of his dong. That's I was like, I like that girl. She's a keeper.
She's clever, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, she's hysterical.
Can't wait to come and celebrate your wedding together.
I can't wait either.
I'm very excited.
So such a great idea.
I keep going to websites for dresses. I just I think I know what I want. Can this be possible? This little article says the former king of DVD now makes a killing from his Netflix deal, which provided him an estimated $250 million to make 4 original movies for the streaming service.
I mean, that sounds high because I was thinking $100 million, but I mean, I guess if you're making 4 movies and the budget for each one is 50 plus million.
And like you said, Vinny, it comes from his company, so he's making X amount of dollars.
The whole $250 goes to his
company. And then
company.
Plus another, for as producing.
And I'll bet you he gets bonuses if they get watched a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a very sweet deal.
And because it's all him, think about it, as he goes into negotiation, I mean, he's a name.
Yeah.
He's a name brand
absolutely.
That they want.
Proven box office
and he
success.
And he could absolutely say, I'll just make movies and sell them to 20th Century or whoever, right? So they're like, okay, we're in business. We got to give this guy the money. Well, the money is there before the movies were.
Yeah.
So now he's like, I got the money. Now I'm not going to spend it all on these movies they want. I'm going to do this on the...
I'm going to crank a few out using sets that I already own.
You know what I mean? Like, he's really got that dialed. Yeah. He did a good deal for himself.
Didn't we hear that Netflix last year spent $7 billion on original programming? It was some astronomical...
I don't remember the exact number.
Let me tell you a scene in... What is it called?
Murder Mystery.
There's a scene where he's in the bathroom on the ship.
Oh, it's another ship one?
It's a boat. No,
this is just the scene.
They're a couple. They've been together 15 years. Uh-huh. They're about to celebrate. And he's not doing great at work.
Oh.
But he needs to do well for his lady. That's some of the premise there for you, okay? Mm-hmm. So they end up through a person they meet on this boat.
Okay.
Okay? They're on the boat. The scene is he's in the bathroom shaving.
Mm-hmm.
The very next scene is him up on the deck and he's got a beard, like a 5 o'clock shadow. And you're like, oh my God.
Continuity.
They're not paying any attention to how they tie this stuff together.
Oh, that's pathetic. It's horrible.
That's kind of funny.
We're like, wasn't he just
$250 million. Yeah.
He was just shaving.
Well, good for him. It's what a bunch of idiots we are.
Well.
Variety, .com says Netflix content spending expected to hit $15 billion this year.
Oh, my God. So, listen, $250 million is a drop in the effing bucket for them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what can you see how many subscribers Netflix has currently worldwide? Because let's say that there's, 100 million accounts, and if they get 10 bucks from each of those accounts every month, that's $1 billion a month.
139 million subscribers worldwide.
Yeah, that is just a boatload of money that just flows in every single month. Still, 15 billion sounds like more than they're making, but what do I know? Anyway, good on you, Netflix. Earlier when you were
talking... Better on you, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're not even trying.
Way to grab your $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth 420.
Of course he is. 420.
It's funny.
When you were talking earlier about how right here in the Bay Area, like there's so much innovation and the future is happening around us and we're not even paying attention to it. I would love to have some anonymous person... some deep state person from Google call us and just give us updates all the time. You know, actually, do we have some way to change people's voices? Like could Bryn run some kind of thing on them? Cause we could, wouldn't that be the best?
I don't think we have a voice box.
Yeah.
Maybe we could invest in one so that we could have some anonymous.
Vinny, when we were planning your birthday and we had the guests lined up, we were looking at the little voice box changes, I forgot what the heck they were called.
It's called like a harmonizer or something.
Yeah, something like that. We were going to do that.
For your friends to talk through so that you couldn't guess who they were.
Oh, and then we thought, helium. But then we didn't want to. Helium's hard to find right now. And also we were afraid of your sober friends that maybe we didn't want to get them hooked on something new, like all of a sudden.
We did. That did cross our mind.
Yeah.
All Vinny's friends are sober.
Yeah.
So then we just said, oh, you just try to change your voice. And it was so funny.
Hello?
No?
Yes?
I swear I thought you guys brought some old girlfriend
in.
No,
we wouldn't do that.
We wouldn't do that to Christina.
We did think of it. But we didn't do it.
Yeah, not that we wouldn't do it to you. We wouldn't do it to Christina.
Yeah. She's a keeper. Uh-huh. We don't want to ruin anything. Even when he's losing, James Holzhauer is breaking Jeopardy records. When he was finally taken down on June 3rd after an historic run, his losing episode had about 14 million same-day viewers, the most since Ken Jennings' loss garnered 18 million in 2004. And by the way, we have a lot more TV choices even since 2004. So for him to have 14 million people watching is, it's big. They're actually saying it's the third most watched regularly scheduled series of the 2018-2019 television series. The finale of The Big Bang Theory got 18.5 million viewers. And a December episode of 60 Minutes got 14.6 million. And his episode got... I don't know what it was. I was trying to think of some of the big...
Maybe something political.
Maybe. But he got 14.5 million same-day viewers. And they're actually saying that it'll be... Let's see. They're not making an estimate as to what the total viewership will be once they account for, you know, things like most people don't DVR things like Jeopardy. And I guess that there are episodes of Jeopardy available on, like, Netflix and wherever else. But there are special episodes, like Celebrity Jeopardy, or, you know, if they've got some. But you would think that James Holzhauer's run would be on Netflix. People want to watch it. This guy won about $2.4 million, making him the third highest overall winner. A guy named Brad Rutter was just under Ken Jennings. Never even heard of that guy.
What, do they have his date?
They don't. Can you look him up? Brad Rutter is the second biggest winner, and Ken Jennings is the biggest.
Let me tell you this one. It looks like the highest rated 60 Minutes was the Stormy Daniels interview.
Ah. Oh. That was since January? That's surprising.
That was like last year. Yeah. March?
Oh, they're saying...
You said 2018, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. A December episode.
Oh, a December.
Yeah. So it was last year... but it was something that aired in December.
So, James, do you say James Rutter or Brad Rutter? I'm getting my names all mixed up now.
Brad Rutter, R-U-T-T-E-R.
Undefeated five-day champion with 55,000 in winnings.
That doesn't add up.
That doesn't add up.
I'm not good at math, but I'm pretty sure that's not the guy.
They're saying that James Holzhauer is the third highest winner. But
who knows? Whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's already donated money to Vegas-based charities, said that he and his wife plan to use some of the money to take a food tour around the world. He's also donated to pancreatic cancer. There's a pancreatic cancer walk that's happening in Naperville, Illinois.
Oh, if I had a ton of money, I would totally good karma my way through all of the possible ailments, wouldn't you?
I would.
I mean, I know that doesn't really work, but I'd still do it anyway.
It's still, you know.
All the stuff.
Right. Anything that's all the bad stuff. So in Alex Trebek's name, he made they don't say what the dollar amount was, but he made a big donation.
Good for him.
Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. He donated $1,109.14, representing the birthday of his daughter, Natasha. So there you go. He's starting to spread that money around. Andrew Dice Clay says he's the one who got Guns N' Roses back together.
He is?
Yep. He says he orchestrated the whole thing. He claims it started when he ran into Slash in Australia and said, "What's wrong with you? What kind of argument did you guys have decades ago that you can't put this back together? You peaked rock and roll and you had a fight?" And then he had a separate conversation with Axl Rose and one with Duff McKagan, although he doesn't quote from it. I guess he talked to Axl after a show at the Hard Rock in Vegas and said, "You're playing for 3,000 people. I could do that. You need to put this back together." In the meantime, he'd also convinced Slash to start praising Axl on social media. And he did. And so when he heard on the radio that the band was going to get back together and record and tour, He said, yes, I did it. I knew I did the job.
Well, he may have. You never do know, but that's true. I bet these ex-bandmates are like ex-girlfriends with each other. They're looking at what someone's, oh, that person slighted me. Oh.
Oh. Well, what that a nice felt compliment. Good. Oh, that was very nice. Maybe I should reach out to
Slash,
him.
Slash, are you petting me?
Oh, heavy petting.
I sure do miss you.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Mm.
What's going up in the news, Vin?
Summer Peen makes me feel fine. No one's recording. I can do stuff. I can have.
You can sing all you want.
Yeah, there's nobody here to burn me with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's overwhelming demand for Elton John. Oh, my God. People want him. So keep it here on the show. We will actually have tickets to another show that's
exciting.
Been added. Very exciting. If you're an Elton John fan and you get shut out of the first show, another one on the way.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the 2020 elections as President Donald Trump, held his first rally last night in Orlando, Florida. And they say he raised $24.8 million in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
For his reelection bid. Yay. So it's on. It's official. He's going to do it again. Mm. I don't know why I thought he'd just go, I'm out. I did it. I did it. Now I'm going to go back to being
rich. I'm never
going to
stop.
And
I'm
going
never stopping,
golfing.
Never stopping.
But I guess that power.
Drunk with it.
Well, everybody seems
to. Drink.
You don't see anyone go, I liked it, but it's not for me. I'm going to go. They all try to get reelected, don't they?
They do. In fact, he filed paperwork for reelection the day he was inaugurated.
Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe that's traditional.
Oh, yeah, maybe the party wants you to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Yay, rallies.
Before we went to break, I sang you a lovely song.
Mm.
Appreciated
it.
I don't know what that song actually says, but I remember.
Sing it again.
The summer peen.
Summer breeze.
Yeah, summer breeze.
Right, well,
makes
I'm talking about summer peen.
Oh, okay.
Summer peen. Mm. Do you know the phenomenon?
Is that when I've got, what are they called? Banana smugglers?
Hammock?
You have banana hammock? Underpants
no.
on?
Apparently.
Swimsuits?
No, it's not. But apparently, men are bigger in the summer.
Well, it's got to hang further away from the body to keep it cool.
Heat makes things expand. Since it's hot out, that includes your man area.
Mm-hmm.
You're also active in the summer, doing things like hiking and swimming, which gets the blood pumping.
Mm.
And that can make it look more generous as well.
Sure.
When it's
well,
warm.
That's great news.
Well, I'm doing the story as a good service to the people. It's more photographic. If you want to get photographic evidence of your best possible look, it sounds like summer is the time.
I see.
Summer
so as
peen.
We come here into the hottest months, like now's the time to take those pictures for the whole year. Take lots and lots of pictures and then evenly space them out as you're
doling them out. Have you noticed this phenomenon?
I'm not.
You've never been like,
well,
wow, I'm less vacant today than I would have been in the winter, for example.
Less vacant?
More space is being taken up.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's
that.
So tiny. I mean, I you know. You can't tell the difference.
Right. Okay, I get it.
It's always like a wedge. You know? So how could I possibly notice a difference?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well.
Right, Izzy?
But that's, I was thinking, that's a good point, Sarah, to take a lot of pictures during the summertime, but put different outfits on.
Yes. I mean, hello, a little sombrero and a mustache. Come on.
We're not doing that.
One of those
Santa
little
Claus hats,
reindeer.
Glue a little mariachi guitar on there. Come on.
Valentine's Day.
Listen to me, you two. This isn't a comedy routine to us. We're trying to get you hot.
Yeah. Oh, that'll do it. Dress it up as Magnum P.I.
No.
Yes.
Anyway, summer
put
ween.
Put it in a Ferrari.
It's a real thing.
Go in a Ferrari car, drill a hole through it, and sit it right on there. Little mustache, baseball cap, come on.
Oh. Aren't you so creative? Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, Andy Warhol, little white wig.
Oh,
paintbrush.
That would be frightening.
Come on, it's fun. It's just good times, you know? Mix it up.
While we're talking about
Boy
summer.
George.
Oh, boy.
You know, go ahead.
Boy George. Oh, never mind. I don't want to. Radnich, you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up.
Oh, you have that coming up? Okay. Is that why he was top of mind?
That, the Andy Warhol, sure, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You could Gavin Newsom it, get a little slick back hairdo on there.
Oh, goodness.
Right, put it in a suit.
Now you're going too far.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's not sexy, you're right.
I already feel like summer is here, but the first day of summer is actually this Friday.
Oh, I see. I thought it was here, too.
Yeah, well, it feels like it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it does feel like it, especially a week ago. Really felt like it last weekend.
According to a new survey, 4 out of 5 people say the summer always goes by too fast.
It does.
It doesn't.
It's already half over, I feel like.
That's
like,
what people say.
Like the end of June. Today's Juneteenth.
More than half of us feel like we don't even have time to really enjoy it. It goes by so fast.
Yeah, it does. Well, everyone's got a million plans. You know, so you've got like your whole summer's all planned out. You got the kids and they're like eating up all your time.
But I thought you liked that, though.
I do. But it goes by too fast.
By the way, what's the update on our oldest? Is he doing well at his
3.87 GPA at Berkeley?
No, not that. Well,
yes,
that's nice, too.
Yeah.
His job.
At his program.
He really likes
internship.
It. He, they do not know how to run an internship at this place, which shall remain unnamed because I think he signed a non-disclosure thing and I'm not supposed to talk about it. But man, what a ridiculous CF surrounding this internship. He just finally, at the end of last week, found out that there were 20-something other interns at the building that he's working at. He's been just, like, sitting upstairs by himself, like, working. He's like, the job is so boring. And now, the last couple of days, he's been staying late, getting in early. He's like, I'm hanging out with all people my age, and we're working on projects together. I'm like, it's interesting. You think that, like, some supervisor would be like, okay, here's where all the interns go.
Right. Here's the program.
It's just been, like, start to finish, this thing has been a CF.
When does it end?
It's a good experience. It ends in late August.
It's just a couple months, right?
Sure. Still, though, like, he's already a month into it. Like, he could have been having such a better experience.
Well, and the apartment that you got.
Oh, my God. That was
in Riverside or Irvine, whatever it was.
That was an absolute nightmare. This whole thing has just been like, what now?
But in the end,
he's doing.
It's about what he's allowed to write on his resume.
That is correct,
and
sir.
And what will be on his resume?
And they are paying for him to get certifications and all kinds of stuff. He's like, I never would have had an opportunity to do this. They're paying him to go and get trained in these various things. It's amazing.
It's neat how they do that, isn't it?
It is.
Well, good for him.
They want to grow their next batch.
Right. Right. And maybe that's it too. Maybe he segues right into a clean and easy into a brand new job.
Well,
where
wouldn't it be
they're
great
making bank?
If he got a job there and could work out of the building right down the street here and live with us. Oh my God,
live with you?
What? It would be great.
You don't want him out?
He is an excellent cook.
Oh boy,
he makes homemade pasta. He's like your brother. He's always like whipping up something,
and he likes to do it.
Oh my God!
So you don't have to force him into it.
He got up early. He got up early, it must have been a week or two ago, and went shopping because he was like, I have a whole plan for dinner. I was like, all right. I can't wait.
Well, John's the one who's probably like,
a break for
him. John will cook with him. John loves cooking. They're both.
Really?
Yeah. They're really into it.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for you.
Yay, me! Winning! The other day I had to make dinner. I'm like, we're having eggs. I made an omelet.
Omelets are good.
Sure, it was a delicious omelet.
Plus, you don't want to, you never want to set a bar too high to where they're like,
agreed. Make that one thing you made.
Let's make mom do it tonight.
Yeah, no. It's like the old days, though, when we were working in the backyard, I had to make dinner a lot because John was actually working all day. And so I had a couple things down, but he had to, you know, we got Richard this week, so they're working on stuff.
Richard.
Oh, my God. We caught the biggest rat.
Oh,
in your garden?
Oof. I know. So gross.
It was alive, too?
Oh, no.
Oh,
it was
dead.
He caught it in a trap.
Oh, I got you.
Well, because they've been crawling around under the house, and John's like, oh, my God, I think we have a rat infestation. I'm like, well, call the experts. He's like, no. And he comes back from Goodman's. He's got, like, this big pack of rat traps.
Goodman's.
Goodman's, oh. Ding, ding. It's our local Ace hardware store or whatever. Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, it's Ace, but it's Goodman's.
I think it's an Ace, yeah.
Yeah, I got mine Scarborough.
Yeah.
But
so
it's
he comes back, he smears peanut butter all over him, he's putting them all around under there, and yesterday he comes out, and our cat was going crazy, like, oh my God, look, it's a rat! Yay! Give me it! I'm like, you can't have it, it's dead already. I'm not playing with that thing, it's diseased!
Yeah,
oh my God, the cat got
gross.
Skunked again.
You know what stinks about the rat thing under the... I went under the house in San Jose, and it was so tight.
Yeah.
And I'm truly turning my face because my giant nose is scraping the wood
the joist,
as
right.
I pull across. And I'm thinking, if something is under here, I got nowhere to
go. No escape. And you're dragging yourself through rat poop.
I can't push out of here fast enough to get away. It's going to bite me at least once.
Oh,
more like,
it's going to eat you before you make it back to the opening where you can crawl
That's
out.
That's the most bogus part.
That is a terrible feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of, it's going to take me a while to extract myself. And the further I pull myself into this place, the longer it's going to take me to get out.
But someone had to do it.
Yes, Vinny.
And everybody's there at the top of the hole going, how's it going down there? And I'm just like, damn it.
Fine.
I can't turn around and
stop
be like,
making me open my mouth. Spiders are going to fall into it.
I don't like it down there. Like, that's not an option. So
do
I
you
just
put on eye gear and a mask? Because
there was no mask. There may have been eye gear, but I bet I didn't even do that. Because, like usual, if there's a task to do, I want to go head first right now. Let's get it over with. So I'm sure that I just went. I doubt very seriously.
Well, did you say the guy was too big to go?
He was.
Yeah. I can remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Richard's not crawling under our house. John's the one who has to get
that
under
was
there.
That was the deal. He like, oh, I'm going to have someone come out.
I'll do it.
I'm like, my ass, you're here. We're getting this done. I'm not making another appointment. Let's do it.
Tell me what to do.
Right. Oh, back to summer.
Oh, I love summer. It goes by too fast.
Oh, what were you about to say?
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't. Rats. We caught some rats.
No. And then you said...
She said the cat got skunked.
Oh, the cat got skunked. What's up with that?
Stupid cat. I don't know how many times you have to get hit full in the face by a skunk before you stop tangling with them. Stupid cat.
Well, skunks have a season, though. And I think it's now.
Oh, great. That's super.
So that's when they... I don't know when they mate or and how long they, but they start having babies and then they're around all over the place.
We need to get skunk traps too. I feel bad though. Skunks are actually kind of neat.
Yeah.
Except that they keep douching your cat.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could catch them all and descent them.
Isn't that their protection?
Well, yeah.
Maybe I could just have it as a pet.
Or just get used to the smell.
Okay. Oh, it's so pungent. That freaking cat. I used to
love skunk pot, you know, that smelt sort of
it
skunky.
It does smell skunky, yeah.
I used to love that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a new bikini on sale that's designed to look like two hands are holding your boobies.
Oh, neat.
Are you into that?
No.
What? Neat?
Yeah.
You like it?
Sure. I think it's funny.
It is funny.
The hands are connected with a sheer material, so unless someone gets close, all they would see are the hands.
Huh.
Covering your
is that down on the coochie too? Like a couple hands crossed over to cover it up, and then hand on each ass cheek. If we're gonna do this, let's do the whole thing.
I'll have to pull up the picture for you. The designer made the bikini hands look like a woman's hands with red painted nails, so it's not creepy.
It's still a little creepy.
That's funny. There they are designing it.
Yeah, let's go full bottoms,
and the instinct would
too.
Be... Well, no, I'm saying the instinct would be you put a man's... No, you don't put a man's hands. You put a woman's hands.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe it's supposed to look like your own hands, like
your maybe it's like that, so it's even facing up, like the thumbs on the outside.
The bikini costs $326.
Oh, well, there's another bikini I won't be buying. And that one, I'm going to say it's because it costs $325.
You got your new suit for our trip to the pool party, though, right?
I'm not going to be getting in a suit.
What?
I don't. I'll wear some flowy clothes that I got on my girls' trip.
Flowy
Let me bring
clothes.
You a picture.
Oh,
you got
to
it?
See it. Oh, good.
Flowy clothes, what does that mean?
Clothes that are not super tight. They're kind of flowy.
How's that good?
It's great.
Oh.
So comfortable.
All right.
You look amazing when you dance, you know, because you twirl around.
Oh, you're going to dance?
Sure. Oh, it's a dance party.
All right.
I'm going to pajama llama ding dong all over that place.
Oh, it is cute. Nah, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Nah, I'm more of just a square triangle top, square triangle bottom.
Yeah, you know, the hands aren't particularly...
It's not good.
...visible. It's fine. That chick's got a great rig.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a bikini body right there. So it's strapless. It just sort of like a, you know,
yeah,
a ring
you can't,
that goes around. It's fine.
That kind of top, you can't.
$325? I don't think so.
I mean, I'm not a lady, but if I were on the beach, I want to be able to move around without fear of my top coming off.
Yeah.
You want the string holding
the
top
you know.
Up.
Yeah, sometimes people. And plus, it tubes your boobs out, too. Like, it winds up. Like, because your boobs will just hang down. There's nothing really holding them up. It's just that they're in that
so
little thing.
Tubes them
it
out.
Sort of tubes them down so that they look like this, you know, kind
oh.
of mushed down. It's not a good look, in my humble opinion. I like a little lift. I like the triangle.
Right. Our text
in
number.
In my bikini.
So you are wearing one.
No.
Dang it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's good marketing. You should at least.
Yes, I'll be wearing a bikini.
At the pool party.
Yes.
In Sonoma.
Right.
Meet you there.
You can see my old lady legs. I'm probably the whitest chick you've ever seen in your
Back
entire life.
Back to marketing class.
Oh, sorry.
No with the
my
old.
My cottage cheese thighs and butt. Oh, it's going to be. You're going to love it. Take pictures. Take
I
lots of pictures.
Love it, Sarah.
Let's get it all over the internet.
Uh-huh.
I have a big scar across my stomach from where I had my appendix out in eighth grade.
You're not
That's
doing this
awesome.
Right.
Oh, it's.
At all.
It is hot. When I sit down, there's all these rolls. Oh! Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
May I please?
Sure.
Thanks. Brad Rutter was a 5-day champion back when they only allowed a player to win 5 consecutive times.
Oh.
Since then, he's been back in Tournament of Champions stuff, and that's how he has such a high total.
Oh,
so he didn't have a super long run, but he's won
yeah.
more than James Holzhauer and less than Ken Jennings?
Apparently. Mm.
Or maybe he's won more than Ken Jennings, even. Hmm. It was just that he had such a long tear.
925 says, I'm not a fan of Adam Sandler at all, but I love Jen Aniston. My expectation of Murder Mystery was zero, but we really enjoyed it. Silly, no-brainer entertainment.
Oh, maybe I'll watch that with my sister
I-M-H-O.
In my humble opinion.
Oh.
I'm not going to go to the color guard thing. My sister doesn't want to go. So everyone's going to go, and me and my sister are going to hang at home, have drinks, watch a rom-com. Sounds like Murder Mystery is the movie for us.
Boy, did Tina just earn your heart. Boy, did Tina.
Oh, no, I really wanted to
Whose
go.
Whose was it?
Tina
I forgot.
Just.
John and Debbie's kid, Grayson.
Oh.
John and Debbie's kid. Okay, I was thinking
Tina was like,
kid.
I'm only there for a couple days. You know, it's a Saturday
and
night.
And is John and Debbie okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
They're totally fine.
And then Tina comes swinging in on a vine to save the day.
No, it's. I would have been happy to go.
Of course you would have. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was totally into, you know, at 9:35.
You really wanted to make your way
all the way to
Palo
Alto,
Alto
and hang out there and
for
have
the
some
day.
Dinner. Yeah. Oh, my
in
God.
In 86 degree weather.
I totally wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. And then uh-huh. Tina comes
Tina was
swinging
like,
in on
know.
A vine.
I don't know if I want to. I don't know. I'm like, all right, no, I'll tell Debbie. And Debbie said, no problem.
Oh, good.
Oh,
didn't offend anybody.
Clapping? Hold on, Vinny. I have some claps here. Here.
Oh, I did it. I got it.
Good job.
Thanks so much. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Lindsay Lohan's.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch. I'm going to start with her show about that place she's got in Greece.
Uh-huh.
Still haven't seen. Oh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.